Blog Talk Radio.
I let a biscuit.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, we got a lot to talk about. I've been doing a lot of shit. That's why you ain't been hearing from me. I'm moving, you know, and I'm moving by myself. And I got the movers coming to get all the furniture shit. I moved all the little shit, my clothes. And I mean, it was so much goddamn shit, man. Whatever you do, let pay a motherfucker to move. Because, man, that shit is really tiresome. But it's almost over. Hey, look, we got big shit to talk about. I forget where I was, but Joe Namath came. He was there, I mean. And when he was leaving, you know, everybody's on Broadway Joe. You know, Broadway Joe. You know, I think he ain't played in 30 years or more. And what I'm leading up to is motherfuckers that was, you know, a monster at what they did, they can never leave it. That motherfucker haven't played football in 30 years, and he's still the quarterback, Joe Namath. I think that's great, to tell you the truth. I like that. Motherfuckers see me and swear I'm still pimping now. Ask me about some pimp shit. Woo-woo. Man, come on, man. I ain't had a hoe. You older than how long? I mean, you younger than how long I ain't had a hoe. You know some shit. I ain't got no game for that. You know, on the real, I ain't trying to go do no pimping. But I know how to have a hoe. I know that. I know when I open my mouth, I expose myself. Matter of fact, did you know that? Whenever you open your mouth, you expose yourself. I mean, you do know what exposure is and what it can do, right? I mean, do any of you want to be exposed? I do. When I do something, I do it well. When I start something, I finish it the way it should be done. I learned that mentality from my childhood boxing coach, Archie Moore. I don't know if you ever heard of him, because he was, when I was like 12 in his shit, he was 60 then, so he'd been dead. But he was the light heavyweight champion of the world. And he came to Vallejo, and he wanted to start some boys club, ABC, Any Boy Can. Any boy can if he wants to. That was our motto. And he taught me a lot of shit. Not teaching me, but talking to us. He was the light heavyweight champion of the world. He was known as the Mongoose, because I think Floyd Patterson was known as the Snake. I think it was Floyd Patterson. And he knocked Floyd Patterson. I think. It might not have been Floyd Patterson. But he became the Mongoose because he knocked out the Snake. You know, Mongoose, the only thing, kill a snake. Not the only thing, but you know. Now, I believe a lot of the things that were drilled into my head, sometimes pounded into my motherfucking head, was the need to have a backbone. Archie Moore, my dad, my brother's friends, not my friends, because we was young. All of them made sure we had backbone. that was something you had to have. If you ain't got no backbone, you can't stand. Now that made a lot of sense to me in my life as I aged. I learned a lot from Archie Moore. And there's no way any person who fucks with me can tell you any different than I'm a stand-up motherfucker. You know, if I expect it of you, I already do it. That's why my circle of friends are like, is really small. And I intend to keep it that way. Because, just think about it. Whatever you do, you want to be a champion at it. At least I do. So, how many champions can it be? Well, in boxing, you can have whatever the weight class is. In sports, you can have whatever the area is. Otherwise, there's innumerable champions. But what makes you a champion? See, what I'm saying is whatever number you come up with as far as champions, multiply by 100,000. And you'll come close to how many motherfuckers want to be a champion. You have to really and truly understand there's a bunch of motherfuckers that want to be champions that never become champions. They do shit. They try whatever it is they want to be a champion and they work at it. And they never become a champion. You want to know why? Because they didn't hang out with champions. You got to understand something. Champions only deal with other champions because of the mindset of a champion. Only other champions understand that there's never a day off. Only of champions understand there's no such thing as doing it later. The only speed a motherfucking champion know is all out. He ain't going on half speed. And just remember, any motherfucker that decides to fuck with me personally, there ain't no slipping. Dude, you can't slip. Can't half step me. So you get my course and you come to Cyborg University, you know, don't think I'm any different than I am now. It's just that I have a regiment at Cyborg University. Now, I'm not going to take no bullshit. I don't hang with mama's boys. I don't deal with motherfuckers fucking a bitch and you can't depend on her. I surely don't hang with motherfuckers who procrastinate. I don't particularly care for dudes who expect you to ride in a car and the motherfucker is shaking and shit. Air conditioner don't work the fuck. Fellas, if you drive around on quarter tank or empty, I ain't getting in your motherfucking car. Shit. What I'm saying is, some of the things I listed just now are some of the things real men don't do. This is what we do at Cyborg University. We go deep. And we go deep. Because life is deep. You shallow motherfuckers, you just living a shallow life. You're not getting what you can get out of life. You're getting what life gives you. Life gives you air to breathe and water to drink. That's all life giving you. And the rest of it you got to take. You just got to take it. I'm very serious about Cyborg University. Just like my elders. The recipe for pound cake was passed down from generation to generation. And for a long time, a lot of folks didn't know how to make those things. Now, in my family, my grandmother, which I don't really remember her that well, but she must have could really get down because my mama, goddamn, nobody cooked like her. So what I'm saying is the recipe she had was gave to her by her mom. Same for sweet potato pie and many other motherfucking dishes. Now, over the years, the times and taste have changed, evidently. But think about this. When it comes times or an occasion comes around that calls for some desserts or some well-cooked meal, I mean, come on, where do you choose to go? I know I always want to go to a motherfucker who cooks closest to her mama. That means Debbie, Lorraine, Mary, Linda. Shit. Also me. Gip too. We all can cook. I got recipes for all kind of shit in my computer that I got from my mama. Tea cakes. I can make all that kind of shit. Nobody know what that shit is. Because now it's all commercial. I'm just saying, why is it like that? It's because cakes are cakes. But if you want a real cake, like a pound cake or a German chocolate cake or a lemon cake, I mean a real fucking cake or a sweet potato pie, I can't even think of the name of it, but anyways, the peach cobbler. I'm just saying, you want some real shit like that, you gotta make it. You can't go buy it. Not even at restaurants, soul food restaurants, they don't cook cakes the way, bake cakes the way mom's been used to bake them. It looks right, but it don't taste right. You go to fucking to the store to buy some motherfucking fruit. You guys don't know what fruit tastes like because that shit that they be having in the store ain't even fruit. It don't even have the taste. It don't have the texture. A peach is not as hard as they be having them in the store. They're hard. But when you bite into them, they're soft as fuck, and they taste juicy and good. You don't get that with peaches in here. The only thing that tastes the same now as years ago is a banana and a motherfucking peanut. That's all. Everything else has changed. Oranges, apples, all of it has changed. Modified. So what I'm saying, and what I really mean, is that if you get good at something, really, really good, you'll never be forgotten for it. I don't care how long it is. Joe Namath proved it. Archie Moore, like I'm talking about, proved it because he was champ forever. George Foreman, Muhammad Ali. I mean, I'm only naming people that really do things and you can see them. But I'm really talking about the people that you don't see. The real motherfuckers. That's being a motherfucker because they are. They ain't being a motherfucker because everybody's seeing you be a motherfucker. Nah, shit. Come on. You probably wouldn't even know the difference. Because you never really tasted a real pound cake. Or had a slice of real sweet potato pie. I'm so goddamn glad I was born when I was. Motherfuckers today don't even know what fruit's supposed to taste like. Dry ass peaches, nectarines, plums, watermelon, don't have no juice. Now, believe it or not, I can date with the best of women today. I can cook any fucking meal I want to eat and bake any dessert I desire. When we was in our early teens, my mom made all of us, all the boys, learn to cook, bake, and clean. And I didn't understand it then, because that was some fucked up shit she was doing. But she was making us be independent and not need no goddamn woman. Just be happy with the motherfucker you choose. So, you give a motherfucker an opportunity to fuck with you. Excuse me. You give a motherfucker an opportunity to fuck with you. And, you know, make some money. But you don't do it because you're a nice guy. You do it because, let's say, this motherfucker then sold you on a few ideas he has. And we're talking about me, so I liked him. So I hooked up with dude, and we got the roll, and the shit was looking good. So I decided to fuck with dude. Now, as time goes on, things keep happening that this motherfucker is supposed to handle, IT. I get excuses after excuses. You know, they're coming left and right. And slowly, I realize this motherfucker don't know shit except how to read. He just like all you motherfuckers today. The internet got you so fucked up that you think you could do shit because you read it. You might read some very technical shit and you might really understand it as you read it. And you might can do a lot of the shit. But what I'm saying is I trusted this fool and my computer system was totally fucked up. Why? Because he had half-assed knowledge. And what I'm saying is try, test it, and prove it is the kind of knowledge I fuck with. I had to spend money to undo the shit that this motherfucker did. And of course, when I wanted to contact him and tell him about it, he wasn't returning my calls. So I guess he thought I had no way to return from Jupiter. Moral of the story, most motherfuckers who say they know shit today have only looked on the internet and read some shit. They don't know shit about shit they talking about and will swear it's something you doing wrong, why it didn't work. That's where I win at Sidewalk University. You learn shit here. I don't blow smoke up your ass and call it a day. I take you through the rigors of learning how to fucking think on your feet. By the way, what are you motherfuckers waiting on? In a week, I'm going to be in the last month of this semester. And believe it or not, there's plenty of openness for the next semester. But the thing is, I ain't waiting for you. I mean, you see, I'm going. But what I'm saying is, I see shit coming. I saw this shit coming months ago. And I started going hard on this. Like I used to do bitches. I used to do it to bitches because it would make them break under the pressure. And they'd leave. You don't fire no bitch. You pimp her away. Now, needless to say, this new concept I had stood up under the pressure, the checks and balances I have in my life. And now it's the way I run my school. The motherfuckers gonna do what they say they can do, or they will wish they never fuck with me with that internet bullshit knowledge. You know, I get motherfuckers coming into the group. You know, I ask them, are they social? You know, can you carry a conversation? Oh, motherfucker, yeah, hell yeah, boo-boo. So what I'm saying is, I knew I had conversations, but I didn't know how to catch. I had conversations, you know, talk up on some pussy. But I didn't know how to have a bitch. But I learned what I needed to learn, which helped me. But I ain't carrying a motherfucking full-grown ass nigga. You need, all of y'all out there need to grow up, which means move out of your mama's house. And if you stay, you can't complain about how she got you living, because you ain't got no business living there. You motherfuckers take a room in your mom's house and stay. Some of you stay till you're over 50. Then if you had the money, motherfucker, I wonder if you wanted something for your car, would you get it? It seems to me as if you would. But I'm noticing so many of you want to be comfy talking to women. You can't even talk to me without stammering. Then you say you want to live like me when it comes to being yourself around women. Okay, well, if that's the case, I guess a car means much more to you than looking in the mirror does. Because it seems like you would understand if you wanted something for you or your car, you would go get it. Now, if you would stop procrastinating and sacrifice a few hundred dollars on improving your goddamn chances of using your conversation to move women, you would be getting ripped off by fake-ass motherfuckers selling you the same thing with 13 different versions. I got game for you. 1.0 is for recognizing and building confidence through being... Oh, never mind. I forgot. You got to buy it if you want to find out. But 2.0 is entirely, it's entirely different. It's about what to do with that new knowledge and how you... Never mind, I can't fucking tell you the shit. You need to enroll in Sidewalk University. Excuse me. And see for yourself what all the motherfucking dudes that graduating are talking about. This stuff is real. And the results you get will be even more real. Because you're going to be able to touch it. You're going to be able to feel it. It's going to be you. You know, I recently made 60. Well, not recently. But I remember when I was 19 or 20 and I seen a nigga my age. That motherfucker looked as if they had one foot in the grave. They had been all over, walking slow, as if they could barely make it. And you know, I slowed down because moving really was rough. I've been moving for about 10 days. I just load my car up with shit, and then I just move it into the other spot. I'm staying in both of the spots right now. But what I'm saying is, my body, I feel it. You know, I feel it. But what I'm saying is this. I find myself speeding across the crosswalk. And I thank God has given me an opportunity to grow old respectfully and gracefully, long as I do what I should do in my life. As long as I do that, my life will be continuing. Hold on a second.
Hey, what's wrong with her? I know, did she need the cloth service on? Oh, okay.
Man, my little girl was coughing like that. I don't even want to hear that shit. But long as I do what I should do, what I suppose to do in life, I think my life will be continued. I don't plan on checking out no time soon, so on the 21st of November, every year, I'm going to have a toast with me to my years of faith to this Abadabra. My last one was on a Friday, and a few days before, I set a time and I tossed one back, and I just was thankful. Because I've been doing my thing with Sidewalk University and have discovered a lot of you, probably most of you motherfuckers, already have the tools. You just need to be more confident. Sadly, most all of you are missing the instructions on using your tools. What good is a goddamn hammer if you don't know how to hit a nail flush? All tools are made to be used in an optimum manner. The tools you have within you have been subdued. And the so-called men of today have been fooled into thinking about how manliness has disappeared. Today, you need to think about all kinds of shit if you want to successfully use your masculine wiles on women. Those tools have been identified by society and banned, so the force is against you. The force is society's belief that men who show their manhood are not real men. Society would have you believe only the men who forfeit a manhood for the sake of making women comfortable around them are men. I discard that notion. For the notion that women like men who show they are men. Otherwise, if you meet a woman and you're afraid to be macho, you have a problem. Because macho is not negative unless you use it negatively. Macho is a way for you to show any woman you ain't afraid to be a man of substance in her presence. Macho is a way for you to show any woman, any man, not fuck with me. Macho is also a way for you to grow your motherfucking balls. Some of you guys have nuts that have shrank so small you even forgot you even have them and you don't even remember what they for. Balls are for support in your quest to be a man. That's why you want your balls to drag the ground. How can a person be 69 years old and talk as much shit as I do? It's easy when you've been doing it your whole adult life and after your childhood. I have never lost the words. I've lived in a time, you know, where your clothes meant hella shit. And I didn't have no motherfucking clothes. I grew up without the slick shit that makes young boys, you know, think they cool. My hair wouldn't grow out to, you know, and I couldn't grow a natural. And I had pimples all over my forehead. But my family was so motherfucking large, we hardly ever got new shit. All hand-me-downs. Because of these things, I became the best shit-talking motherfucker. I was sitting on your hair, your fucking clothes, your breath, your mama, your house, you name it. And I used to see it up there. Signify. Yeah, the blood was a motherfucker back then. The whole time I was doing that shit, though, I was wishing I didn't have to. Only if I had what they had, I wouldn't have to talk so much shit. Then shit, I wouldn't have been me. I wouldn't have got to be me. When you talk as much shit as the combined oceans of the world have water, you truly a shit-talking motherfucker. I talk most shit in 2 months than four of the world's oceans of water. And the reason that it's only four is I don't want to, you know, gain too much weight in my quest to be a fluffy fluffy. Now, when you have a problem and you're fortunate enough to have real OGs to call, you get to feel your position in the world. You get to feel the position in the life you led. I know so many so-called motherfuckers with this Abercrombie who living in the better these days. They live there because they made use of false pretenses to get with the in crowd. When you live in a fake world, all the results you get from it are fake. Those dudes who are in the gutter now thought the fake shit they was doing would carry them as well as the real shit me and Tay was doing. Sadly, just as a lot of you motherfuckers will find out, it don't work that way. The only thing that will carry you into your later years with stellar marks of professionalism is this true abadabba. The kind of game that Philo Slim, Shantae Parker, Hollywood Heights, Gorgeous Drake, the original white folks, me, and other OG motherfuckers who were down and dirty for over 50 years. We got our respect the old way. We fucking took our respect every time we hit the road and ended up in the city where we were strangers. We were strangers to the city, but not to this motherfucking life that's in it. 701, what's up, bro?
All right, bud. I hope you're doing good, man. How you doing, OG?
I'm good, brother. How about you, brother D?
However the wind is blowing, I'm cool, man. You know I learned that shit from you.
Any of the wind, bro. It's cool with me. You know.
I want to ask a quick question. Like, last night I was chilling with baby, right? 9 out of 10, when I be chilling with a woman, they be telling me, you like controlling things. My question to you is, when a woman says shit like that, would you change that or you will remain the same?
Man, I'll tell a bitch in a minute, yeah, I like controlling things. I'm a control freak. Couldn't you tell that when you met me? And I crack up when I got through saying it. Bitch, you ain't telling me nothing I don't already know. Shit. You act like you're telling me something, baby. I already know I'm a control freak.
Hey, that's what's up. Hey, I got another question, right? I hope I get these words right. You know, I see if I with your old shit. You know, I was into one of your old shit. You was like, today's men, I hope I get the words right. You said today's men are not shivering with women. Shivering. You know what I'm saying?
Chivalry.
Yes, sir. I hope you got that.
Chivalry. What about it?
Yeah, can you touch on that? You say a lot of men are not shivering. Can you elaborate that?
Well, man, I'm going to tell you, a lot of dudes today don't think shit about not opening the door for the bitch. They don't think shit about not pulling the chair out. They don't think shit about not doing what gentlemen do. Now, what I'm saying is, when you do shit like that and you thinking about your buddies watching, you thinking, oh, man, they're going to think I'm a punk. Yeah, they might think you a punk, but that bitch is common. She don't get that done for her. So what I'm saying is when she get it done, she ain't going to say, oh, my God, you opened the door for me. Great. But in her mind, that's what she's thinking. Man, this motherfucker's a gentleman. God damn. And then she get more relaxed. Man, you guys don't think. You don't think about shit but some goddamn pussy. That's why you don't get none. You motherfuckers, all you think about is fucking the bitch. You don't think about doing shit. I don't think about fucking the bitch because I know I'm a fucker. I'm going to do everything to have her pull her own panties off. I ain't that nigga that just let that bitch think I want to fuck her. Bitch, you can take your goddamn pussy and wrap it up in some cat gut and sell it.
That's what I tell the bitch. That can make, and then the bitch let off the top will know, man, I ain't playing no pussy games with this nigga. That's because I hate pussy games. I can't stand them. Bitches do that, they in trouble with me. You got anything else, man?
Yeah, man, I got this one I want to ask you about. Nah, man, I know you got your double barrel Uzi, man. I appreciate it, man. Go ahead, put me back in the queue. I'm listening.
All right, brother D.
I appreciate it.
You know it. Brother D been fucking with me for a gang of years, and we cool. When we would hit the road, going wherever the fuck, because wherever we was going, New York, from L.A., it took us maybe a month or a month and a half to get to New York. Because we stopping every 6-7 hours in some motherfucking city. And we don't know the goddamn city. We don't know no niggas there. We were strangers to the city, but we weren't strangers to the life that goes on in that motherfucker. And we understood we had to go into the belly of the beast if we wanted to eat. We ain't had no hookups in that city. Whatever hookup we gained, we took. And after the fruit pop props, the real niggas of the city showed up, and they wanted to kick it. But as ordered by this abba-dabba, they didn't want to kick it with some wannabes. They wanted to kick it with real pimps who knew how to come into the city and claim it. That's this abba-dabba motherfucker claim things that ain't yours, but it's there for the taking. And you ain't stealing if you take it. Because we took what we want from any city we went to. Because we represent this motherfucking abba-dabba killer. And we ain't afraid to take what we want. Quality dominates. Quantity rules. Abba-dabba prevails. Demonstrate. And you need to come to my motherfucking school because it has all of the above in it. My meal confidence is exclusively taught at fucking Sidewalk University. And it does for you what you couldn't do alone for your goddamn self. My Sidewalk University pumps you up to want shit. It makes it possible for you to see how to maneuver in the world that's afraid of real men. And you can get it. Even though fear is real. The respect you get from displaying what you truly are, a man, will surpass any respect you have ever experienced. And their fear will become your strength. So how strong are you? Got milk? Want some fucking game? Can I help you? Do you want help? Man, I ask all them questions and the answer should be yes, 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 hell yes, you want it. You better get at me at PayPal and use askrosebud@gmail.com and enroll for this coming semester. Matter of fact, I'm going to do this right now. And I'm only doing it for 3 people. I'm trying to figure out what I want to do. I'm only doing it for 3 people. You know it's 1,500. 800. 3 people in the next 3 weeks. Shit, I should have thought about this, man. I'm going to think about it and I'll say in the next amount of time when I promote 3 people in a week. What's today? What's today? Monday? Tuesday? Today is Tuesday. Next Tuesday, this is over. 800 to get you in. Now, what I'm saying is this. One of the first things a nigga in the streets is supposed to learn is how to rough it. Because it's tough without a hoe or a real hustle. But if you're in the streets
You learn to manipulate all kinds of shit so you can make it till you come up. Today's niggas do not have the tenacity to do anything but sit in front of the computer and hope she gets some money. And give it to me. I never hoped a hoe that was with me would do anything. I knew based on this instructions I'm giving them, my understanding of this abadabble, she was coming in to pay me for the queue I represent. Because the joke, fellas, is on you. Because when that hoe chooses a real pimp, you gonna have to watch him get paid by a bitch that worked with you in the dump yard. Because when you motherfucking handling a business like you guys, you all fit to be city employees working on the side of the freeway picking up goddamn cans and trash. Out of the 2,000 motherfuckers who call themselves pimps on my page, 1,997 of them are in the group of real hoes and pimps. Which is the most demeaning group to the game there is. Because of all the fakery they claim is that they be talking to hoes, talking about they don't catch. Man, it's ridiculous. But they do it. Meaning there's only three real pimps I have as friends on my motherfucking page. So, what am I talking about? I'm talking about when you run around claiming you got this or that woman and you ain't got no money, you need this, you need that, and you don't call that bitch, something wrong with you. Something is wrong with you. How could you be fucking some bitch that ain't even motherfucking looking out for you or won't look out for you or don't have to look out for you? I don't know which one it is. Which one is it? You motherfuckers are weird to me. Time is going to catch up with your motherfucking ass. And you're going to be sick. Period. One day, you're going to wish you listened to me. One day, you're going to wish you came to Sidewalk University because of all the things. Don't meet a graduate. Just don't meet one. If you meet a graduate, it'll all be self-explained. I talk shit. I'm already old, so you don't really get it. Just see one of these young motherfuckers that graduated from Sidewalk University. And I bet you, you'll be able to tell I bet you'd be able to tell he graduated from Sidewalk University. I don't graduate motherfuckers that don't have confidence. I don't graduate motherfuckers that's not able to direct a conversation. I don't graduate motherfuckers that is at a loss for words, that he takes longer than 2 seconds to answer any question. I teach that shit. Because that shit is real. That shit works. Look, you guys, I'm kind of tired. And what I'm going to do, because I got a class tonight. Well, oh, yeah. 800 until next Tuesday. Just for three people. Three. Don't be hitting me talking about, oh, bud, let me get it. No, fuck no. These three, whoever they are, was listening to this show, and they're responding to the show. Fuck the sale. So I ain't having no motherfucking sale. I'm just doing this for three people. I'm out.